Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Well, somebody please pinch me because it's Wednesday again, and that means we're having a chat with Gav from Lee Rowan's Garden World, who joins us on the line here today. G'day, Gav.
Hello, how are you?
Did you like that intro?
I did. Very much.
How you been going?
Very well. It's been a lovely week. Not too hot, not too cold, no wind, which I especially like. And yes, very, very good. A few showers in the future forecast and a couple of nice hot days to make everything grow, which is exactly what we want.
Yeah, it's just perfect weather at the moment, isn't it?
Absolutely. Glorious.
And you are right. I mean, the last couple of days have been windless, haven't they?
Absolutely. Perfect weather for a nurseryman.
Oh, absolutely. Like yourself, eh? Very good. Now, let's get on to what we're talking about today.
Yes.
Now, we have been talking about hedges and all that sort of stuff just recently, but today we're talking about the plants that can be used to create the perfect hedge.
Yes. And look, in all honesty, this isn't the be-all and end-all list. This is the list of the plants that we know will do really well in our area. So the Newcastle, Central Coast, lower Hunter Valley area, these are all the things that we know that will do really well. There is possibly others that you can have a play around with. So by all means, this isn't the only plants you should use, but these are the ones that we know that will work. So now, I've divided these up into three sections. So for under a half a metre, so the little low borders of a garden, the little low areas that you want just to designate an area. We've got the Buxus micro, for all those playing at home, it's called the Korean box. It's also known as the dwarf Japanese box. It'll give you that lovely, lush, green look, yeah, possibly about a, well, let's work in rulers, so about a ruler high by about a ruler wide, dwarf Japanese box, or also known as Korean box. Another one, if you want, and it's coming into its own at the moment, is a little plant, and unfortunately it doesn't have an easy name. It's Autonanthera little ruby. If you just remember little ruby, it grows about the same size, so about a ruler by a ruler, has the most beautiful, as the name suggests, ruby burgundy coloured foliage, tiny little white flower, would do a lovely border. I've seen it done as borders around gardens. I've seen it just done as an edge up a driveway. It looks really, really good. The third one I've got written down is a little plant called a Cuphea, and that's C-U-P-H-E-A, and they come as white and mauve. Now, the white flowers, the best, all about the same size, tiny little white flowers. Now, this little white Cuphea would probably flower for nearly 6 months of the year. Again, it will give you a beautiful little border's edge around a garden. It'll also do a nice edge down a driveway or wherever you may want to segment an area off of a garden, but you want something nice and low. Now, as we said last week, all these little things, you would work on about 3 to the metre. So again, get your trusty ruler out and put them about ruler distance apart. Our next size up would be our up to a metre. That's the next popular size. Something about 900 to a metre. Very good where you want to basically designate an area but still don't want to close it off. You still want to look over the top of it, but you want to say, this is a particular area. It may be a pool area. It may be just a barbecue. Maybe even or a lot of people are putting in now the good old fire pit area, and you just want to designate that off as a part of the yard. Beautiful, and the most popular one of the whole lot at the moment is a little plant called a snow maiden. Now, I know it as a Raphiolepsa snow maiden. A lot of people will know it as an Indian hawthorn, and this is a dwarf version called snow maiden. Fabulous for that. does about the metre mark by about a half a metre wide, dark green, glossy foliage, looks really good even in a trough on a balcony. You can put three in a trough on a balcony, a metre long trough, and it will look fantastic. A little one called a Maria hip high. Now, as the name suggests, it grows to about the height of a normal person's hip. Very, very popular, much like its bigger cousin, the normal Maria, which is also known as an orange jasmine. This is the new dwarf hip-high version of it. And, of course, the next one, probably the most popular one that a lot of English people would know, is the Japanese box, because it's the one they use over in colder areas as a maze. Here, it will only ever get, like we've got out the front of the nursery here, it'll only get to maybe just over a metre. It's very, very slow growing. The perfect hedge if you want that traditional English box hedge look that will actually grow over here, because, of course, as we know, the English box hedge won't grow over here because it's too humid and coastal for it. So we use the Japanese buxus. Another one, and they're coming into their own at the moment in the nursery because they're all coming into flower, are the beautiful gardenia floridas now. A lot of people don't treat gardenias as a hedge, but the Florida is about a metre by a metre. The toughest gardenia that you can get your hands on will grow in the sun as well as the shade, gets that beautiful gardenia-smelling flower, white flower on it. Absolutely stunning. We've got them here in our gardenia cafe, shock horror, in troughs, and we've got three to a trough, and they look stunning. They're absolutely loaded with buds. They're going to smell absolutely beautiful for the next couple of months. Well, actually, to be honest, right through till about the end of February, realistically, and they are going to be awesome. Next size up, we've got our 2 to 3 metre mark. So the stuff that you really do not want to see over. And you may have a swimming pool and you want to be protected from your neighbours. You want to do, you know, whatever it might be in a particular area. You don't want the neighbourhood to look in. So there's a plant called a Fritinia red robin. Now, this is Fritinia spelt with a P as a PH as opposed to an F. Red robin, as the name suggests, gets bright red new foliage all over it. Whenever you lightly trim it, and we talked about this last week, the more often you trim things, the thicker they become. Every time you trim this plant, you will get the most beautiful, brightest, reddest foliage over it, and it will grow in just about any suburb. The next one, of course, as we've mentioned, the dwarf one, we've now got the Maria. The Maria, of course, smells like a citrus tree. It smells just like an orange tree. Beautiful white flowers, beautiful fragrance. You can smell them when you walk up the street if somebody has one in flower. Dark green, glossy foliage, grows to between 2 and 3 metres. Beautiful hedge. The only other two I would talk about is the lily pilly. Now, lily pillies are fantastic because they love our area. They naturally grow up and down the East Coast. There's hundreds of different varieties. There's some fabulous ones called Resilience, just for example. There's one called Cherry Surprise. Again, because whenever you trim it, it gets this beautiful cherry-coloured new foliage. There's a fantastic one called Backyard Bliss, which on the ticket, on the label, has got a picture of a swimming pool with this fantastic dark green hedge on two sides of it. Really, really good. The other one I would suggest, if somebody wants what I would class as a flowering fence, the Camellia sesanqua. Now, the Camellia sesanqua is probably the only camellia I would use. Rather quick growing, is the only one out of everything I've got that would flower through the winter and would give you, as the name suggests, a flowering fence or flowering screen. Very, very nice. Now, trouble is, once you get bigger than that, you're almost talking about a small tree, and which makes it a little bit difficult to get the foliage right to the ground. So one that is very popular is a bamboo. Now, I know people shudder when they hear the word bamboo, but there are clumping bamboos that don't run. This is one called Gracilis. Now, Gracilis will grow up to 7 to 8 metres. So if somebody's put up a two-storey home next to your little house and you want something very tall to block out all their windows, or it might be an apartment block that's gone up next to your house and you've got everybody's balconies overlooking your backyard, plant this bamboo Gracilis. It'll grow very, very quickly up to 8 metres. It won't cause any problems. It won't go running like traditional bamboos do. It will give you good coverage in that spot. So that really covers us from very little ones right up to the very tallest. Now, as I said, if it's the small ones, it's 3 to the metre. If you're looking at something about 1 metre tall, it's 2 to the metre, and if you're looking at something from 2 to 3 metres, they're roughly about 900 apart, so a little less than 1 metre. And if you stick to that, and as I said, give them a trim at least once a season, they will thicken up from the ground up, they will go beautiful. Feed them every time you trim them, which is a big yes. And that will achieve your purpose.
Well, there you go. Amazing. I mean, I'm sitting here listening to all this, and I'm thinking to myself, I can't believe there's so many plants out there that you can actually make into a hedge gap.
Yes, yes. Now, you may have to replay that to get all that, but I knew I had a lot to fit in.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
In a short amount of time.
No, it was awesome.
But that will give you all the basics for this area, for whatever height you may want to go to, of all the ones that, as I said, we know from, and I've been in nurseries, as I said, for over 40 years, all the ones that we know that will grow in this area. And you can drive around any suburb in Newcastle or the Central Coast, and you will find all these things in people's gardens because they do very well in the area.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your advice there. All those plants that you can make into a hedge, and there's a long list there. And, of course, if we want to come down and have a look, we can come down to Lee Rowan's down there at Warners Bay. Can you just tell us where you are?
You most certainly can. We have all these in stock. We're at the bottom end of Hillsborough Road, which is a road that runs all the way from Charlestown down to Warners Bay. We are right down the Warners Bay end. It's 381 Hillsborough Road at Warners Bay. That's where we actually have our nursery. So come down and see us. Have a look on our website. Get some good soil firstly to get all these planted, and you'll be right.
Sounds good to me. Good stuff, Gav, and thank you again for some wonderful advice on so many of those plants that you can make into hedges. We hope that you enjoy the rest of your week, and we're going to catch up with you again same time next week.